USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New data from Johns Hopkins University shows that nearly half of new coronavirus infections in the United States are coming from five states. Florida, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania have reported 44% of the country's new cases over the last 7 days. Health officials worry that similar increases in infections could occur in other areas of the country as more states open up. And a new report says that the Biden administration may be restarting construction on the southern border wall. The report from the Washington Times says that Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is considering filling gaps left in the border wall when President Biden signed an executive order halting all construction. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirmed Tuesday that some construction has already been funded, possibly giving DHS the option to finish particular projects on the wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Major League Baseball has found a new home for the All-Star Game. Tim Berg has more.
The Major League Baseball All-Star Game now will be played at Coors Field in Denver, Colorado. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp says Major League Baseball will regret their decision to move the All-Star Game out of his state.
I mean, it's almost comical moving the All-Star Game from a city that's, you know, or a metro area that's 51% African-American to a metro area that's 10% African-American.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Also, Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott pointing out that Georgia has 17 days of early voting. Meanwhile, Colorado only has 15. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former MLB Commissioner Faye Vincent is criticizing the move. In an opinion piece for the Wall Street Journal, Vincent accused MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred of making a serious mistake that will only hurt workers in Atlanta who would have benefited from the game. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden is pushing his deadline for all states to make coronavirus vaccines available to adults up by 2 weeks. Biden said Tuesday that his new goal is to have vaccinations available to every American adult that wants one by April 19th. He'd previously set a deadline of May 1st for states to open up their vaccine eligibilities. Speaking from the White House, the president urged people to continue to wear masks and social distance, saying that while there are better days ahead, we aren't at the finish line yet.
The virus is spreading because we have too many people who've seen the end in sight, think we're at the finish line already. Let me be deadly earnest with you. We aren't at the finish line. We still have a lot of work to do. We're still in a life and death race against this virus. Until we get more people vaccinated, we need everyone to wash their hands, socially distance, and mask up in a recommended mask from the CDC.
And the Biden administration is considering how to handle next year's Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. The State Department said Tuesday that the administration is consulting with its allies in forming a strategy to handle the games in China with that country's human rights records. State Department officials clarified that a joint boycott has not been discussed, even though several human rights groups have called on the U.S. to skip the games over China's treatment of Tibet, Hong Kong, and its Uyghur minority. State Department spokesman Ned Price said there is no timeline on a decision on the games, with opening ceremonies not until February of 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.